Liveline on RT Radio 1 with the all-new Kia Sportage, built for endless inspiration. The all-new Sportage, now at your local Kia dealer.
0818 715 815.
Hello, good afternoon, and you're very welcome to Liveline. People discovered via Twitter last night that Air, the telecommunications company, they sent out a tweet. We're delighted to have won the Excellence in Customer Services Management Award, awarded by Public Sector Magazine 2021 Excellence in Business Awards, underlying Air's commitment to connecting and investing in Ireland. Katie Connolly, good afternoon.
Hiya, how are you?
What was your reaction when you heard the Air had won this prestigious award for customer service?
Well, I thought it was a bit mad now, I have to say. I never thought they'd win any award for that now.
And what's your experience?
Well, I've had an awful few. I wouldn't say I've had any good experience with them, but the main one that stood out was my granddad's account. He's an old-age pensioner, and we cancelled the account roughly the end of August.
Okay, last year.
Yeah, end of August last year. And with that, they had a price increase, and they allowed all their customers to cancel with immediate effect due to it.
Okay.
Even if they were in contract, out of contract. We rang up, we cancelled because they weren't giving us any better offer on it. We gave them the benefit of the doubt, and they didn't. So we went up, went over to Vodafone, changed over everything. In the Vodafone store, we got told that they rejected the line of the phone number being transferred over.
Air wouldn't allow it.
Yeah, they were redressing it, and we were only being in the store with them, and they told us, yeah, go on up, that's all done for you. So when we went back to the store, it was unbelievable because they were allowed to do everything for us there and then, but then when it came that there was an issue, it was you have to go online and call them. So we were in Liffey Valley, actually, and we got online, we called them, they unblocked it, everything like that, we did the transfer. And then it was around the 10th of September, and they said they had to get call listenings done because they were never aware of any account being cancelled. And it was only that I realised I hadn't got an email cancellation or anything like that, which I thought was strange because I worked in that industry myself. So when I got onto them and they said that the account was never cancelled, I had waited from 7 days for call listening results to come back to me. Was supposed to be a manager calling me back, never received one.
Okay. So it's fair to say you did not nominate Air for this magazine, who called themselves the Ireland's leading source of news, products and services for middle and upper level management in the public and civil service. Well, we haven't been able to contact them because their website isn't active at the minute, which is surprising for Ireland's leading source of news, products and services for middle. But apparently it's normally active and they're redesigning it or whatever. So it's fair to say, Katie, you didn't nominate them.
Definitely not. No, okay. 100% didn't.
So we're trying to find out who nominated Air for this award. Who decided that Air should get the award? Who came second, Katie?
I couldn't tell you that now. I don't know if the employees getting a bonus for it or
who
what
came
would
second?
Be?
Who came second? The drink supplier to number 10 Downing Street or something. Who came second? And that's our third question. Unfortunately, what was the prize? John Donegan.
Hello, Joseph. How are you?
It was you. You did nominate them, didn't you?
Oh, most certainly not, Joseph.
Why not?
Absolutely not.
What's your experience?
I wonder what the competition was like, Joe. Because for the past 9 weeks, I've been endeavouring to get a landline into a house that I moved house, and I'm endeavouring to get a new connection into my new residence. And for 9 weeks, I've been contacting them sometimes on a daily basis. On one occasion 2 weeks ago, I rang them 5 different times in the hope of getting my problem resolved. But I'm still waiting.
But what are they promising you, John, in fairness to them?
Well, they're promising me, they're taking my notes, and they can see all my notes from my previous calls to them, and they're passing it on to somebody else who they tell me will be in contact with me for the purpose of installing.
Yeah, but did they give you a date? We'll have it in by...
Well, on 2 different occasions, they gave me a date.
Yeah.
When the technician rang me to sort out the problem, he had been given the wrong instructions.
Okay. But did they say we'll have it in by The 4th of December, the 4th of January, the 4th of February.
Well, initially it was supposed to be early the second week of January. Then it was supposed to be 2 weeks ago. And on both occasions, the technicians who were given the instructions were given the wrong instructions, Joseph.
So, this morning, after you woke up with that incredible, that fantastic news for Air, that they, as they tweeted, we're delighted to have won the Excellence in Customer Service and Management Award, awarded by Public Sector Ireland 2021 Excellence in Business Award, underlining Air's commitment to connecting investing in Ireland. Okay, now maybe they had a hangover this morning, seriously. So I'm sure they didn't, but you contacted them this because they were celebrating this. You contacted them in Air, what happened?
I contacted them again this morning, and in fairness to the person I was talking to, a very nice individual, couldn't be nicer. And she came back to me and she said, "Look, a technician will call to you or will ring you next Monday, the 10th of February." Mm-hmm. Now that's the third time I've been told that, and on each occasion the technician did contact me, but the technician had been given the wrong instructions.
And do you think that's going to happen next Monday?
Oh, well, I'm keeping my fingers crossed, Joe.
Okay,
well, I think I'll have to do the 9 first riders, you know.
Okay. Well, yesterday was Groundhog Day, but it seems to be happening a lot for you, John. So, John, you can confirm that you did not nominate Air for the Excellence
Most
of Customs there. Okay, Adrienne, 51551 is our text number, 0818715815.
Let me add it, like your previous caller, Katie there. Like her father, I too am an old age pensioner.
Okay, well, okay, that point is taken. And I heard, Adrienne, did you nominate Air for the Excellence in Customer Services Management Award, awarded by the Ireland's leading source of news, products and services for middle and upper level management in public and civil service? Are you sure, Adrienne, you didn't
nominate? Absolutely not.
Why?
Although I would have if I thought it would have got me some attention.
Why? Well, what's your experience?
It took me 6 months to get them to move dangerous plant outside my house. Basically, their wires had sagged to the point that it was dangerous to get a van in, or it was impossible to get a van in. We made up some wooden planks ourselves with a fork shape at the top to keep the wires up.
Okay.
So the phone number on their dangerous plant website was incorrect. It was 1850-245-245. By ringing customer care, I was told it was 1800. Mm-hmm. By ringing 1800, I got beep, 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 and I was told that by customer care when I phoned back that it was probably because the lines were so busy, which I find ironic considering
the
phone company.
So Air were giving out the wrong number for one of their own services?
Yeah, for dangerous plant. That's the actual heading for it. So if you went to the dangerous plant page, it's been corrected since, which I'm surprised, but the dangerous plan page for the 6 months that I was trying to deal with them was offering up the wrong phone number and wasn't allowing any reporting of any dangerous plan to any other customer care outlet that I could get my hands on, and I tried a lot.
And
so, but I, just before that, we'd had thought it was ESB wires. ESB were out in half an hour.
Well, you rang ESB, said, and they were straight out?
Half an hour.
And how's your sagging wire now?
Well, it's now been fixed because I emailed every single address that I could find by just going through their website and put urgent, dangerous plant until I found somebody who could send the message sideways for me.
But now, we don't know who voted Air as the winner of...
Well, I was too busy.
Okay, well, I'm going to ask you to vote now, and we'll have two. We have an A or an A. This is the A sound, the clapping.
Mm-hmm.
This is the B sound. Okay. Katie, are you going for A or B in your vote for these awards?
Well, I'm going for B.
B, okay. B for Katie. B for Adrienne.
Yeah.
John, you don't have the casting vote, but in your vote for the customer service award...
Well, it wouldn't be A anyway. It certainly wouldn't be A, Joe.
And would that mean it's... Okay, it's not the end of the world. Now, John, you remember 30, 40 years ago before Albert Reynolds came along, you could be waiting 2 years for a phone.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. I remember that well, Joe, because when we got the phone in first, it was in a rural area. It was back in the early 1970s. I think we got it in 6 months, Joe.
Okay, but it has. Well, the whole landscape has changed with...
Totally changed.
Yeah, and we would have thought change for the better with Dennis O'Brien and mobile phones and...
In many ways it has, Joe, but I think in my case, certainly, the problem is the people... Seemingly, there's a breakdown in communication within their whole system. That's my reckoning of the situation.
Okay, let me go to Michael Hanrahan. Michael, good afternoon.
Hello, Joe. Good afternoon.
Do you wish to cast your vote? Is your vote A or B?
Joe, I'd like to propose Air for an award.
Yes.
As being the worst company in Ireland for customer service, they are absolutely dreadful.
Well, your experience, please.
Well, I mean, trying to get through to them on their phone, their helpline phone.
Okay.
You can be waiting a half an hour, three quarters of an hour. I was moving home down in Lahinch a couple of years ago and trying to get a landline, an Air landline, moved. Mm-hmm. It was impossible. I gave up. I couldn't get broadband. So I do have my mobile phone with Air, but that's where it ends. So I can't believe that anybody would promote or award Air for customer service. I think they're absolutely dreadful.
Well, they're twitched.
Sorry about giving you bad news.
No. So your vote is B, is it?
Well, is that the worst?
Take your time. Take your time. Is it A or B? I know you're on the horns of a dilemma. Take your time.
I'm abroad at the moment, Joe, so I didn't hear the earlier part of the A and the B. So.
I think it's a B from what you're saying.
It's a B minus. B minus. But thanks for bringing it up, Joe. It's an important
Well, it was Air who brought it up. You see, they texted it. We're delighted to have won the Excellence in Customer Services Managed Award, awarded by Public Sector Excellence in Business Award. Have you ever heard of this magazine? Their title column says what they want. Is this magazine funded by the state? Because it's called Public Sector Ireland, and on their website it has the harp, so it looks like a government website. We're trying to contact somebody in public sector, because I'm dying to find out who came second. I really am.
You'd have a better chance of talking to the Pope out in the Vatican than getting through to Air this afternoon.
But did you ever write to Air? Do you know where to write to? Okay.
I did.
So you did everything?
I did, yeah. Somewhere in Dublin, I wrote to them and explained how disappointed I was with them. I didn't get a reply.
You didn't get a reply?
No.
Did you get an acknowledgement? No.
No.
So we've no idea.
Sometimes you just give up, Joe, you know. I know.
You've life to be getting on with, and maybe there is competition now on the market. Does that help?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, people are using other companies.
Okay, thanks, Michael, Adrienne, John and Katie. That's our set of judges. We just selected four of them at random of the people who phoned in, and that is they're contradicting the prestigious public sector magazine, the award of the Excellence in Customer Service to Air. Who's next? Colm.
How do you do, Joe?
How do you do, Colm? How are you?
I'm absolutely brilliant, but I was glad until I started hearing all this praise of Air.
Well, did you nominate them?
Oh, absolutely, yeah, I did. I did is right. I wouldn't, do you know something? I wouldn't nominate them now for, I won't tell you what.
Okay.
I've had nothing but issues with Air, the fella says, for months.
Well, what was your experience?
We had Air broadband landline, right? And I work for, I won't say what company, right?
Yeah.
But I use a dial-up system to get down my work and what have you, right?
Okay.
And my Air broadband was absolutely brutal. My landline broadband was brutal. I got onto them and I was advised that that was the best I could offer sort of thing. And then I got onto Air Mobile, which I was advised to do. And I got onto them and we put in Air Mobile. Absolutely no improvement whatsoever. no matter who I got on to, as the fellow says, I've had absolutely no customer care. I've had no backup from here, and I'm still paying them €65 a month for the work I do. Mm-hmm. And to download my work, I can go to my neighbours up the road or go into my colleague in Ross Square or whatever, and bingo, I get my work downloaded in about 2 minutes. Okay. Now, would you believe it, as it happens,
yeah.
I was on the air last week, and after umpteen calls over months, eventually some decent individual decided he would get a technician out to me.
They say their service has, their customer service has improved dramatically, they say.
Well, I don't know where it's improved dramatically, but I haven't experienced it. But anyway, as I say, after months, I've got a guy coming out. And lo and behold, he rang me about 15 or 20 minutes ago.
Yeah.
To tell me that he would come out today to have a look at my landline.
Isn't that brilliant?
It's absolutely brilliant. I know they must have known that you were going to bring this up.
Well, we have a statement in from them because we asked them this morning. The AIR has acknowledged the underperformance of customer service in the past, makes significant improvements to the care offering last year. Independent reports and awards, including this one this morning. Comreg said complaints relating to AIR have fallen by more than 80% since 2020. That might be due to exhaustion.
Well, I tell you, Andy, for sure.
We are pleased to have these improvements acknowledged by a couple of industry bodies in recent months, but we agree that while many improvements have been made, there's more to be done. A lot done, more to do.
Yeah.
Okay. Colm, are you A? Is what you cast your vote, please. A or B?
Sorry, what was the
question? Cast your vote. A is this sound. Are you giving them the award? Or B is this sound. You're not giving them the award.
Oh, it's definitely B.
Okay, bye-bye. Bye-bye, Colm.
Sorry, Joe.
Yes, yes.
I'll just make one comment.
Yes.
I'd say if you keep this going for a month, you need to do have a show for a month.
We won't. Well, we'll have no listeners. That's why we only do air every now and again or whatever, because we'd have no... We need variety and interest. We've got to keep people listening, Colm. Good Amila Maha, good Colm. Mary.
Hello.
Did you nominate them? I'm searching high. What part of the country are you in, Mary?
County Leash, Joe.
Well, I've searched Cork, Waterford, Roscommon, Tipperary and now Leash, and I can't find whoever nominated there. Did you nominate them, Mary? Speak freely.
Most certainly not, Joe. They are a complete and utter disaster.
Why?
My goodness, I'm trying to get them for weeks and weeks on end and will not answer the phone. So eventually, after about, I'd say, 10 times trying them, I got eventually there.
And how long were you waiting on a phone?
Oh, my goodness, I was waiting. It was just a breakdown and we wanted someone to come out and repair. So we were waiting about 3 months.
Wow.
Yeah.
But you did get... Now, when was this? Was this 20 years ago, Mary?
No, it was only back in July of...
Okay. It is the year covered in this award.
Yes, it is, most certainly.
Okay. Now, Mary, I know, but not having your phone for a long number of months in a pandemic is difficult. Do you want to cast your vote? A is the sound... Or B, Mary, take your time.
Most certainly B, Joe, and thank you for the time to talk to you.
That's seven negatives so far. Oh, hang on a minute. No, I'm not taking that break. No way. This is important. Newsflash. Let's go to Anne Slattery in Thurles. Anne, good afternoon.
Afternoon, Joe.
You did nominate them.
No, I didn't, and I'm not being paid for them, and I've never worked for them. But I know I'm in the minority.
Yeah, but that's what it's all about. Speak freely.
We're with them, myself and my husband, we're with them 37 years, and initially we had fax and phone line, and in the last maybe 10 years, I changed with my mobile. I've been lucky. I've never had a problem. I ring them. I mean, I'm getting a job done on my house at the moment, and I had to get my router and all that stuff moved. And I got onto them the beginning of January, and they said they'd come back to me, and they texted me to say the technician was coming, and he was to come on the Monday, and he rang me on the Friday to know I was free on the Friday to come out and do the job. Came out and did it, no problems. I mean, when I get on to any of the people on the phone, they're so helpful. I upgraded my phone with them there lately. They waived a certain fee. I mean, it's just my experience, just to give the other side. Now, I know I'm in the complete minority, but I've had no problems with them, but I didn't nominate them.
But Anne, there's no shame in loving air.
No, I love would be a strong word now, Joe, but I mean, as I say, I just have to give my side of the argument. Okay. And I've had no problems.
Okay, well put. No. So this is your vote. This is your vote.
Yes.
Would you give them a standing ovation?
Well, I wouldn't go that far now, but I mean, I would say that, I mean, I wouldn't be changing from them anytime soon.
Okay, that's fair enough. Okay. Where is Reenie McHugh? Reenie.
Yeah, I'm here, Joe.
How are you keeping, Reenie?
Going through my old bills to see if I can find out the information. It was 2017.
But did you nominate them, Reenie? I need to find out who nominated Air for this award.
For the worst award?
No, for the best. They've just won Best Customer Service in Ireland by the Public Sector Magazine.
No.
Government magazine.
Yeah, if the government magazine had the worst one, I would say.
Okay, and what's your experience, Reenie?
Well, it ended up in court, Joe. Between myself and other people in Donegal and I don't know where else. And I complained to Comrade, which is what I'm ringing you to let these people know that's what they should do.
Okay, so why did you complain?
Because they were, they had taken my, I think you remember all this, Joe, aren't you? They were changing, so, I don't know what it was they were changing, I can't remember, but then I realised they had changed my number. Yeah. They had changed my account number.
Yeah.
I lost my phone number that I had for over 30 years. Okay. I got it back now in the end, but I fought for it.
Yeah.
And the other people were having the same problem. And it ended up, and what the punishment they got in the court was a €4,000 fine on the wrist.
But how did you end up on the steps of the High Court, Reenie?
Because Comrade begged me.
Took it against her, yeah.
Yeah, because
they're the regulator,
you're nothing to do with this. At the time, I was preparing to go to England for a funeral of a niece of mine. How I remember it exactly when it was.
Okay.
And they begged me to go, and they sent a taxi to the door, up to the forecourt. They got a hotel overnight, and they got a taxi back to the door again the next day.
And what did Ayres say in court?
It's jargon, Joe. Jargon. You wouldn't have understood a word of it.
Okay.
And there was about four representatives or five of Comrade, some of them solicitors, and I mean it was a tribe. Absolute tribe. And
But you stood your ground.
Yeah, but it took a long time, Joe.
Did it? Okay.
It took a long. Comrade have to give them 10 days warning, then they have to get 10 days back, and then something else. Oh, for God's sake, it'll drive you to distraction.
Yeah, you have your number back, but it's a long.
Oh, I got the number back, yeah, but I tell you, it was hard won.
And how's the service been since?
Well, it's been all right. I mean, I was getting the broadband sorted.
Okay.
And I had three men came out with different, routers, is it? Or
Routers, yeah. They're starting out.
I have the two two ones that were brought first down in my garage.
Mm-hmm.
And the third fella came. I said, no. I said, I've had somebody. They put it in. I said, I'll give you this one.
And did it work?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the other ones were working.
Oh, it's not. It's never worked.
The other ones were working that they had sent out in the first place.
Okay.
But I'm talking about now a week or a couple of weeks now in between.
Okay. So,
and another fellow called out with another new one.
So
and I thought that there was something wrong with the other one. I let the first fellow go ahead. And then second fellow, I said, I've had two fellows here already. So they both put new ones in. And he says, I'll give you this one anyway.
Okay. Very decent of them.
So now, so good, when it comes good to, in that way.
You're the final vote before the break. Do you want this sound?
Or B.
Okay,
B.
Don't even have to ask people.
No.
Okay, really.
Okay, Joe, but
mind
comrades
yourself.
is the go-to.
Yeah, but well done to you for going along with it, because it's an inconvenience to you as well. I know you wanted to sort it out, and well done.
Joe, it was a very stressful time, I have to say. And the other woman I met from Donegal, she told me she was nearly going to have a nervous breakdown.
There was some other man from there.
They took all the numbers off the people that they had for years.
Yeah. So the Donegal vote is in. Are you in Donegal at the moment?
I'm in Cavan. No, I'm in Cavan.
And was the broadband issue in Cavan?
Oh, yes. Yeah, oh, that's, where
so that's,
I live, yeah.
So
yeah.
That's the Donegal vote in, the Cavan vote in. I'm looking for Roscommon. I'm looking for more votes for Dublin because of the demographic.
Right.
We might get them. We might not.
Good luck
really.
With that, because maybe they have better service.
Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815.
Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. Discover our 2-to-1 offers at your local Kia dealer. For more, log on to kia.com.
Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815.
We have been contacted by listeners who noticed a tweet last night from AIR, the communications company, saying that we are delighted to have won the Excellence in Customer Services Management Award, awarded by public sector magazine Exit 2021 Excellence in Business Awards, underlining AIR's commitment to connecting and investing in Ireland. Now, we're trying to find out who are Public Sector Magazine. Is it a government magazine, as it suggests? We want to know who nominated... Well, these are fair questions, I think, our listeners. They want to know who nominated AIR, who decided that AIR was the winner, who came second, and what was the prize. Now, we've had votes in so far from 9 counties. 2, 4, 6, 8, 9. And so far, the dominant sound in the vote has been this. And we had that 9 times so far from when people consider their vote. But we've got this once, in fairness. So it's 9-1. 9-1. By the way, it's not funny, but we've been getting complaints about AIR for so long. And it's not even fair to say it's not life or death, because some people, I know for a lot of people, the phone is their landline, their lifeline, especially during the pandemic. So, Michael Ahern, let's balance this out. Michael, what county are you representing?
I'm in County Cork, Joe.
County Cork, okay. What is the Cork vote?
The Cork vote is 8 for me, definitely. I like those people.
And why? Tell us why, Michael.
I'll tell you why. About 3 years ago, I took them on, and I found them very, very difficult at the time, especially to get through on the phone if you had a problem.
Okay.
But since then, I'm sticking with them, because any time over the past year I rang them with a problem, I had no trouble with them at all. And they're lovely people from Limerick, usually, that answer the phone to me. Girls and fellas, and they're great, and they get me out of a jam each time, you know?
Okay,
and
we're told now today they're going to open a new care centre in Waterford as well, a Sligo,
really?
Cork and Limerick. Okay, thanks, Anita. The Cork vote is in. Did you nominate them, Michael? That's a friend.
I didn't know. I didn't know there was a nomination passing around.
We don't know who nominated. Do you nominate yourself?
I have no idea.
Well, we'll soon find out. Anyway, but in fairness, you're giving them an A+.
I'm very happy with them, Joe. I'll tell you what. Even they go on beyond the call of duty as well sometimes if you have a problem. And, if your television goes down or something, they tell you how to reset it as well.
Okay,
and
I can do
that now without ringing them, you know.
Well done. Thanks, Michal. Michal is in Cork. Mick in Dublin. What is the Dublin vote, Michael?
Definitely, Joe. It's a no.
A no, is it? God,
why? No.
What happened?
4 years trying to resolve a problem that they created. They were doing work in the area. They moved a pole, pulled the line out of the house, trying to get them to fix it. Severely damaged the business. Later on, of course, we're all working from home.
Okay.
I couldn't work from home. I was doing things like getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning to open an email that wouldn't open probably 3 o'clock, and I actually couldn't continue to work like that. Tried everything, 4 years. My wife gave up after 2 years. Tried Comreg, who were equally as useless, to be honest.
Why?
They, Because when it came to the crunch, Joe, they were like, they were a chocolate fire guard. As soon as the heat came on, they melted away. Like the excuses they put up for the service where they couldn't get a road opening license. And that was the only time they ever contacted me. They phoned me to say, we can't get the road opening license of the council. I got in touch with the council, and the council were told me, well, it is in place. We gave it to them on X date. Here's the reference number. I went back to Comreg, who said, who would look into why they said they couldn't get it when they had it. Mm-hmm. And Comreg was kept sidestepping that. I'd say to them, did they ever tell you why they didn't? They told me they didn't get the license. And they kept sidestepping the question. So they wouldn't actually broach the issue with them. As a result, I had to go round them and buy another product. That took a year to get. And it nearly crippled the business. It had a detrimental effect nearly on our health, well-being, and trying to get through to them. I used to spend hours in the week and days trying to get through to them. I asked to speak to a manager or a supervisor, and they'd say, well, they don't have headsets, so you can't talk to them because they're working from home without headsets. So they're the worst telecommunications company because they can't communicate with anyone. Mm-hmm. And it was only the good nature of a KN worker who was on his probably fourth or fifth survey. They used to just send people out to survey and they'd say, oh, we have to get in touch with the council. And when I showed them all the emails, when I showed them all the trail of nonsense that was going on, he said, I'm going to take this. And he phoned and he came in the next day. This is phase two. This is working around them. And I couldn't go to a competitor because they were saying, you're on the line. We have to go through. You have to cancel the air order. And okay. After a year, I couldn't do that. So we had to stick with them. But the KN worker, through a supervisor, eventually got it sorted. It wasn't there. It was a KN worker that did it. It was the worst customer experience I've ever experienced, ever.
Okay. Good. That's... And but was your business affected? It's run from home.
Absolutely. But if you put it this way, the business was my wife's business, and she runs a cattery and a dog grooming business. And since it's gone in, she's able to do things like trade online. Like people can book appointments online.
Are KN not subcontractors for Air?
They are. Yeah, absolutely. But they took it upon themselves. They took it upon themselves to do the work that they're being sent out. They must have had about five or six people coming out. So I was meeting the same guys doing the same survey.
Good God.
That's all they're doing, sending people out to do a survey.
God, it's like four states Ireland you were on, Mick.
They were shocking.
Okay. So that's the vote now is... It's 5-1 against there in the Euro Song competition. Okay, Mick. Joe at RT.ie. 0818-715-815. Apparently, we're getting so many calls. I have to give out the WhatsApp number. This means just send us a voice message, please. And it's 087-184-3709. Keep it short, but you're sending us a voice message in understanding that it can be broadcast. A WhatsApp message to 087-184-3709. Helen McGuire, did you nominate Air for this award?
No, I didn't, Joe.
Any of your friends? Or
Have
you any hobbies, Helen? Any groups you're involved in?
Yes, but I don't think of anybody that had nominated them for it. No.
What was your experience, Helen?
I have a landline for 40 years with Air.
Okay.
And I hit off my number, go back, no problem.
So you go back to P&T, Telecom Air. And
yes, then, which I worked for.
Then the Fianna Fáil government sold off Telecom Air and it became...
That's right.
And everyone got stung, except the big investors. And,
that's right.
And then the Fianna Fáil government tried to tell us they weren't encouraging people to buy the shares. And then they went belly up, and then it was bought by another crowd, and then the union sold their share, and then a French crowd bought it, and then Tony O'Reilly bought it, and then Mrs. Gilhooly down the far shop, she bought it, then Mr. Morphy up the far end of Palmerstown, he bought it, and I think it's a French company. What is your experience, Helen?
Well, last September, my package was up, so I got onto my daughter's mobile to the package. So that was added, no problem. And a few days afterwards, I realised the girl had cut off my landline.
Okay.
So I got gone to Air within a week, and they told me, no, it'll be fixed. But at this stage, Nobody told me it was cut off by mistake. It took 3 phone calls over a month to realise that they had, for somebody to admit, sorry, that they had cut my landline off by mistake. So then they sent out a K&N worker, and he said that he would have to give me the number that he was given, but that if I got back onto air, they would reinstall my own number.
Okay.
Got back onto air, and they told me, yeah, within 10 days it'll be in, within 7 days, this went on right up to November. So I asked to speak to a supervisor. No, they're all working. They will call you, and I'm still waiting. So I got back onto them twice since Christmas, and I was onto them last week for a guy to tell me I cannot get my own line on back.
Your own number.
My own number back. Right?
Yeah.
And first of all, he had said he thought I might be able to get it back. He came back then and he said, no, I wouldn't be able to get it back unless I did a VOB, voice over box, onto my broadband. And I said, what would be the result of that? And he said, if you have any alarms in the house, it could affect them. So he said, the only thing you can do is stick with your new number.
And how long have you had that old number for?
40 years.
So you grew up at that, in the days when people used to answer the phone and say, hello, this is Santry 453106, who's calling, please?
Yes.
You've had it that long?
I've had it that long. And I moved house with that number.
And where's it gone?
Well, they told me because I'd need a PSTN line, this was what I was told 2 weeks ago, and that there would be no problem in putting it back on.
Yeah.
But Dana, I asked to speak to a supervisor today. I was at 9:30 this morning, and I was told he's working from home and he will ring me back. Last week, the supervisor to ring me, and I haven't heard from anybody.
What did they say? What did you say? A PSTN number?
A PSTN line. I would need to get my own number back. But then they told me today that's not possible. And then if I did a VOB, voice over box, that will go through my internet, that I might be able to get my old number back. And I said, well, is this going to affect anything? Well, he said, there could be problems with your alarms in the house.
Oh, good luck. So it's unending.
It is, yes. Yeah.
Talk about PA. It's post-traumatic stress syndrome. You'd be getting from it, not a PS2N line. Okay. And so, do you think your number is gone now in perpetuity? It's gone up into the number graveyard in the sky?
Well, they said it's not. He told me that it's gone, but I can't get it back.
And someone else got it?
No. When you ring it, no.
And who's coveting your number?
I don't know.
Okay, but they're adamant you're not getting it back.
They're adamant I'm not getting it back. But, you know, it took me a long time, nearly the best part of a month, to get it out of them, that they had cut me off by mistake.
Okay.
And still wouldn't give me my number back.
Would it be fair to say that this is your vote, B? This is your vote, is it?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Very much so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's 11-2, I think, at this stage. It's now 6-1 against Air. But we're trying to find out who nominated Air, who voted for them, who came second.
Yeah.
And what was the prize? And how did Public Sector Magazine, which in fairness, Air, why wouldn't you jump on any award you get?
Well, that's fine, but I've
between,
had no problem
few and far
with
between.
Yeah, I've had no problem with any of the being speaking.
Oh, by the way, what county were you representing in this vote, Helen? Sorry, where
Dublin.
Dublin, okay. Yeah. Thanks indeed, Helen Maguire. Another Maguire. Bring on the Maguires. Maura Maguire.
Hiya, Joe.
Which county are you representing, Maura?
I'm representing the Royal County, County Meath.
The Royal County Meath. Well done. Okay. And what is your vote? Is it A? Or is it B?
It's definitely A, with a standing ovation. I couldn't recommend them highly.
Just, what did you say again, Maura?
It's A with a standing ovation. I couldn't recommend them higher.
Okay.
Absolutely wonderful. My experience was...
Okay, I'm falling into a weakness here, Maura.
We had 3 accounts, right?
Okay.
There was my mobile, my husband's mobile, and the landline. And like everything else, time marches on and you're paying money. You don't know what you're paying. Yeah. So I decided to look at the bank statement and realised we were paying an awful lot of money.
Okay.
So I went into the shop in Navan. Right. I spoke to a chap called Dara.
Okay.
And I told him what we were paying. And he went through all new offers. Mm-hmm. And he spoke to us, explained which was best for us. Would we prefer a landline? Do we use that more? Do we use a mobile more? All this kind of thing. Gave us all the options, signed us up on a brilliant deal. We're practically half what we were paying.
Brilliant.
Then he said, we'd be sending you out a new router. Now, Joe, I wouldn't know a router if it fell in front of me. But anyway, he said, you're getting a new one. The courier came out.
Super.
Got the new one in 2 days. Absolutely
well
brilliant.
Okay, well done. That's fair. That's fairly said. That's fairly said. Okay, that air for the Royal County vote anyway is positive.
Definitely.
Okay. Okay. I'm just going to take a quick break. I'm going to run into the RT sauna for about 15 minutes. Just regroup, get myself together again because that came as a great shock to me, Mark. It did. Now it took me back. It took me breath away. But it's
talk
it's
to left. Joe on 0818 715 815.
Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with the all-new Kia Sportage, built for endless inspiration. For more, log on to kia.com.
Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815.
And did you see Riverdance, the movie? It's been on Sky for about 6 months now. It's animated. I think it's absolutely fantastic and funny and joyful and uplifting. But it's now on, Sky had it for Ireland and the UK, and Netflix have it for 70 other countries, and they released it last week. And apparently it's in the top 10 viewed movies on Netflix in those 71 countries in the last week. That's some achievement. So well done to all involved. And if you want to, I was watching something, I mentioned it earlier last night because we had some people contact us and we hope to do, we will definitely talk to them tomorrow about Tinder Swindler. My God, we've had some swindlers on Liveline in their day, but nothing, including this past week, but nothing comes close to this evil person on Tinder, swindler. Have a look at it, especially if you've been on Tinder. Philip O'Neill. Philip, good afternoon.
Hi, Joe. How you doing?
Who are you representing?
I'm representing myself, Joe, like I always did on me life.
And what county are you, what's the problem in?
I have a holiday home. Well, it's the family home down in West Cork.
That's okay. Well, the West Cork, what's the West Cork vote on air?
Cork, in September, my daughters were trying to get broadband in for me.
Okay.
So they rang air.
Okay.
Right? So this chap came up after a week, I think, mm-hmm. and to check the signal in the area.
Okay.
And about 30 metres from the house, there's a telephone pole there, and he got a good signal from there, but he said the bad news is the pole must be replaced.
Okay, the poles, okay.
Yeah, so he'd have to get back on air to replace the pole, and I said, how long is that going to take? Well, it might be... before the end of the week. If not before the end of the week, it'll be next week.
Okay.
So that was the second week of September.
Okay.
And here I am now in February.
And are you poleless?
And they're still looking for the pole. They haven't found the pole yet, Joe. And lo and behold, would you believe, my daughter is the girl that was dealing with this, Jeanette, and she's well able to deal with these people because she's a PA, that's her job. Mm. And She couldn't get them. And she rang this morning. I told her, I'm going to ring you. And she rang. Lo and behold, she got through.
Okay.
And she was talking to this guy, very nice guy.
Yeah, as they all are, yeah.
Which they, yeah. And he knew the area because he's from Killarney.
Okay.
And he said, yes, I'm checking here. You're on the list. And they should have a poll within 2 weeks. So
but,
they are.
But you were told that last July.
I was, Joe.
And is it the same poll, do you think?
I hope so. Well, I hope not. I hope it's a new poll.
Okay. Well, we're looking for a new poll than the new poll.
But I have a bigger problem with them.
Okay.
Because I was, when I joined, well, I'm with them since you know, day dot, you know, since I got the phone. I've been with them all the years.
You're with them since you couldn't get a phone.
But anyway, we wanted the broadband, so they came out here to the house and they put in a modem. And instead of putting a wire from the door into the sitting room, they put two tip-link boxes in, okay?
Yeah.
To bring the signal from the modem into the sitting room.
Okay.
And after a year, the tip-link boxes packed up.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
So I got onto air, and they said that wasn't my problem. That wasn't their problem. That was my problem.
Okay.
And I said, well, how is it my problem? Because I'm paying you €90 a month to provide me with television.
Mm-hmm.
That's our contract. And I have no television. So you're breaking the contract, not me. No, he says the tip link must be replaced. So there, that's your department. And I said, how could it be? Because air is written on the tip link. But anyway, make a long story short, I fought them for about 3 months, maybe more. And every time I rang somebody, I put their name down. So by the 10th or 12th call, I was naming out 8 or 9 names. I was talking to Joe Duffy. Okay. I was talking to Philip O'Neill. And eventually, in the heel of the hunt, to get rid of me, they paid up.
Okay.
And it was 70 odd euro. But the only reason why I was able to do with Joe is because I was retired and I had the time
had
to
the
do
time.
It. And
okay.
It gave me something to do. But otherwise, there's no way I'd have done it.
But you're still poles apart.
We're still poles apart. So if anybody sees a pole anywhere in West Cork,
on its own, a lost pole.
Because it's my pole.
A lonely pole. So what is your vote? Is it A?
Is it B?
This is it. Okay.
No
okay.
Problem.
Okay. Forward.
Thanks, Joe. Well done, bye.
Thanks. Good luck. Brian Hanratty. Brian.
Hi, Joe.
Did you nominate Air for this award to Public Sector magazine? Given them?
I certainly didn't. My experience of their customer service is customer disservice. It's a disaster. So my vote is a no. Definitely.
And is this recent experience, Brian?
No, it's a few years ago because, quite frankly, Joe, I try to keep out of their way at the moment because it wrecked my head. You were left holding for an hour or more sometimes. Yeah. You would ask one unit that you finally got through to, would they pass on something to another unit? One, I think, was in Cork, one was in Limerick. They had no way, as a communications business, they told me, to pass the message from A to B. I mean, it's pathetic. It's a joke. And, you know, what I suggested to your researcher there is they should hand the award back because they're discrediting this process, this excellence awards scheme. And, you know, the publication itself, it does them no favours, the adjudicators, if there are sponsors, but also previous winners within, I think, largely the public service. You know, suddenly it undermines the previous winners. You know, how valid were they? Did they deserve to get it?
Because what about whoever came second?
Well, indeed, you know, and I suppose cynically I could say, are they even worse than Air, you know?
we can't find out because we can't get a response from the magazine.
Well, maybe Air was the only nominee and that's how they won it by default, you know?
That's the question. We don't know who nominated them, we don't know who voted,
yeah,
we don't know who came second, we don't know what the prize was, but Air are trumpeting their victory.
Yeah,
on Twitter, saying
it's outrageous. Well,
we're delighted, Exira and Delira, to have won the Excellence in Customer Services Management Award,
well,
underlining Air's commitment to connecting and investing in Ireland. Let's make possible.
I suspect, Joe, if you did a listener's poll,
you'd find out.
I know you're doing it sort of in a small way, but if you did a text poll you'd find out very quickly how their customers feel, you know.
Okay. So, so what is your considered vote today? Is it A or is it B?
Oh, it's certainly not a winner, it's a disaster, you know, their customer service.
Okay, Brian, good to meet you. Let me go to Ruth. Ruth,
hi,
I'm told you are totally conflicted. You're sitting there with a very cold face cloth on your forehead to try and decide which way you're going to vote.
Absolutely, I'm
torn. Do you want some help, Ruth?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, maybe begin with your bad experience, if you're able to talk about it, if you want
sure.
to. Okay. Sit sure. back there and tell us about your bad experience. So was it in your childhood, Ruth?
It wasn't. Thankfully, okay. It wasn't in my childhood.
You didn't have a phone then. Okay, no, so happened? What happened?
So, really what I wanted to say, Joe, is the lady that called a few calls back who lost her phone number to persist with them. Because this happened to my aunt, who's now 93, 3 years ago. So she was 90 at the time. And I think she had just got broadband in. And when she got the broadband in, her phone number that she'd had in that house for the last 25 years was gone. And eventually I went down and I spent a few days with her because what was happening was, if you can imagine when you're 90 your social circles have contracted.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And she lives in Virginia in County Cavan.
Okay.
And she has fantastic younger set of friends
that invite
her to barbecues. She plays bridge.
Well,
you know,
she has.
But they couldn't get in touch with her for the whole summer.
Because her phone.
So her social life went down the toilet, basically. Yeah. So I took a few days off work and it literally took 2 days to get it sorted. Just calling. Calling.
But it took you 2 full days off work.
2 full days off work, yeah. And the other side to it, Joe, and I see this with not just with AIR, but with other banking, etc.
Okay.
One of the reasons my aunt gave up on doing it herself, because she's obviously a very independent person, is those robotic answerers.
Yeah.
So if you have a hearing impairment, and you get onto one of these that says press 1 for this, press 2 for this, press 3 for that, you generally get lost. And so I don't think these companies are catering to or having respect for older people.
And especially in the last few years during the pandemic where phones became so important. The lifeline, not a landline, a lifeline.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. And kind regards to your aunt. She sounds like she's a wonderful, wonderful...
She's fantastic,
Great. So, but I hope people know that her line... Has she got the same number, by the way?
She got the number back,
Well done, but she fought for it. She fought for the number.
That's what I'm saying. Fight for it. Just keep calling. I know it takes a lot of time, but just keep at it.
Okay, well done. Well done, Ruth. Okay, we'll be back after this break. It's now 5-1 against AIR, so to speak.
Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. Discover our 2-1 offers at your local Kia dealer. For more, log on to kia.com.
Joe Duffy.
Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815.
AIR have won a prestigious award for customer service, which they've been on their tweets they're delighted to get. And it's from Public Sector Magazine, who we haven't been able to contact to find out who nominated them, which is... fine, how it was decided, who came second, and what was the prize. Jerry, good afternoon.
Hello, Joe.
Yes, Jerry, go ahead.
Hi. Joe, I'll have to be very brief. I'm in work here at the moment.
Okay.
Just a rather amusing anecdote. I contacted AIR some time ago when I did have an account with them and over many account problems. And... in the course of the conversation, I said I was looking for a customer complaints number.
Why
don't they have one?
Yeah.
And she said, oh, yes, we have. And I said, oh, where is it listed? It's not in the telephone directory. Mm-hmm. It's not in your website. It's not. There is no customer complaints number listed anywhere. Oh, she says, we do have it. I said, well, where is it listed? Can I have it? She said, we don't give it out to the public.
We have a number, but it's an anonymous number.
I kid you,
it's unlisted.
An unlisted customer complaints number, yeah.
Okay. So that's a no, I suspect. That's your vote.
That's a resounding no, Joe.
Go back to work, Jerry. Okay, Brendan and Malahide. What's the Malahide vote, Brendan?
Oh, well, it's definitely a no from me, too.
Okay.
I have to say. I changed supplier there back about 16 months ago.
Okay.
They billed me for the return of the modem, which I had returned within the required 30 days.
Yeah.
And I have proof of that, actually, from Parcel Motel.
Okay.
And So, but they keep billing me every month for non-return of a mobile. And basically, when I ring their customer care number, 1901, what happens is this. They say, in order to identify you, please enter your account number, which I did. Nice. Sorry, we do not recognize your account number. Or enter your phone number, which I did. Sorry, we are unable to identify you. And eventually they say, goodbye. We cannot in other words, they can't deal with your request because obviously my account is closed. Mm-hmm. Now, the number is the same, but they obviously haven't closed the account with them with somebody else. What they're saying now is, we don't actually recognize you on our system, but yet the system can still send me a bill every month. So eventually I tried their Twitter. I'm not on Twitter, so I couldn't do that. Online chat. I tried the online chat now.
Yeah.
That didn't work. The customer care line didn't work. Write to us at customer care in Cork, which I did a year ago.
Yeah.
No response. And I am unable to speak to a human being. And this is the problem, I think, with all these automated customer, so-called customer care lines. Because if you don't fit into their categories of how they deal with you, you can't get through to speak to a human. And therefore, my vote is a definite no.
A definite no, okay.
For customer care. So there you go.
Okay. And Brandon, you're playing that later on. But Brandon, you're ringing me so you can just talk to a human.
Exactly. This is the whole problem with these automated customer care lines.
Okay.
They can never get through to the human.
Get through to a human. Okay. Thanks indeed, yep. Brandon. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Go to Margaret. We'll be back after this break.
Joe Duffy.
Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815.
Aird have just won the public sector customer service award for 2021. Now, the vote so far, I'm looking at the big wall here in front of me, the votes are 5-1 against Air, but it looks like a bit like Sweden in the Eurovision. They're making a late resurgence. Tom Walsh. Tom, good afternoon.
How are you doing, Joe?
Good. You're an A vote. You're an applause man.
I am, yeah.
Okay, why? Tell us why, Tom.
Sorry. Well, I've changed my supplier each year for the last couple of years.
Okay.
Because you know, you have to look at the bills and all
that.
Yeah,
well done, well done. Fair play to you.
And a few years ago, we changed from Air and we got a TV and phone and internet package together.
Okay.
And after that was installed, we then discovered that our phone line was going through our modem.
Right.
Despite the fact that we had a phone cable coming into the house, it was now defunct. And we were concerned about that because we have a house alarm, and we were also concerned that if the modem wasn't working or if the power went, you'd no way of making a phone call.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your mobile could be down or it could be charging or whatever, you know. So that couldn't be fixed with the different supplier that we had. So we went back to Air when it was up, the year was up. And Air gave us fibre from the cabinet.
Okay.
And they gave us copper line or whatever you call it. We have an mm-hmm. actual phone line once again. And when they put that in, we got a different number.
Nice.
But after about a week or 10 days, we actually got our own number back. But it had to be released from the previous supplier.
Okay.
We had to, there was a bit of rigmarole and all that, like, you know, but we did get our own number back because it was, like, you know yourself, Joe, it's a number that your friends, your family and
of
all
course,
have.
Of course, going back over the decades for a lot of people.
Yeah.
Okay. And so, Tom, you're. By the way, will you still? You say you change every year, which a lot of people should do, and you only have to look at bonkers.ie, whatever, to see what you can, how you can benefit. But will you change again?
Oh yeah.
Even though you're voting in favour of Air for this award.
Well, you see, I don't know the criteria for this award, so.
But the title is a bit of a giveaway. It's called customer service. So you're happy with the customer service?
Well, so far, yeah.
Okay.
Like, there's always there's always improvements can be made, and I heard the last
Air and Fairness are saying we are making improvements.
Well, maybe that's why they got the award, because they made such strides towards improvement.
Okay, good point, fair point. Okay, Tom, Tom, what county were you ringing from?
County Kilkenny.
Kilkenny, okay. Well, Kilkenny are leading the resurgence for air. Ger Gleeson, whereabouts are you?
Hi, Joe. I'm in Churchtown in Dublin.
Yeah, so this is the South Dublin vote, so to speak.
South Dublin.
And what way are you voting as we need to come to the end of the Eurovision?
I am going to give them an A for honesty.
Why is that, Chair?
Our air broadband was an absolute disaster.
Okay.
And three of us trying to work from home, and it was just impossible. And we tried and tried to get through, and eventually got through to somebody.
Right.
Gave them their address, told them what happened, a lovely guy.
Yeah.
And he says, do you know something? If I were you, I'd change providers. And we changed provider.
Are you serious?
And we're now with a new provider. We have excellent service. I really have to give that chap an A.
So you're giving them an A for honesty.
I'm definitely giving them an
A. But you're saying the honesty, the applause you're giving them is because your man told you how bad they were.
Yeah, exactly. And it saved us a lot of fuss and a lot of effort getting somebody out and back, because neighbours of ours had the same problem. It saved us an awful lot of time and effort getting somebody out and trying to get it sorted. And we now have absolutely incredible speed. Yeah. With another provider.
But when this person you're speaking to in air said on the QT, if I was you, I'd just change provider.
Yeah.
Was he laughing or was he nervous?
No, absolutely
totally
not.
Straight
no.
out straight. Okay,
no,
okay.
No.
I don't know where to put you. I don't know where to put you in the vote. But anyway, A for honesty. The air get A for honesty for telling me to change provider.
Only in Ireland.
Okay, Ger Gleeson.
Okay.
Helen, where are you? Bye, Ger. Where are you, Helen?
Hi, Joe. I'm calling from Clare.
The Clare vote's coming in. Okay, go ahead, Helen.
That's an important vote, and it's a definite no thumbs down.
Why?
It was my first experience with air, actually, because I've used Vodafone myself and a couple of other networks. But my parents have a phone with air.
Okay.
And last June lockdown, January and February of last year, we decided to give them the internet. Contact my brother in Germany and my sister in Dublin.
Brilliant.
Things like that.
Yeah, the world we now live in. Yeah, really.
Yeah,
important.
We bought them an iPad and rang up air, and they said, got a good deal with them. Actually, it was a very good deal just for the broadband and phone. Wrap it together, and they'd come out and install just the broadband. You want to keep the phone separate.
Okay.
Because, like one of your other callers said, in case there's the power's down or anything, they couldn't make an emergency call.
Yeah.
So the process started in March. There was a lot went on. We didn't actually get the internet till October. So it took that long between they came out, they sent out KN Networks. They pointed out what was wrong, what needed to be done. They said they uploaded a report, AIR would act on it, and then they'd come back out.
Yeah.
So following up with AIR, trying to get through to them was a nightmare from the start. Mm-hmm. 20, 30 minutes on hold. Then eventually we get through to them. They said they'd send out an engineer. Engineer came out, lovely man, looked at the net line, said everything was in order then, he'd fix it.
Mm-hmm.
Left a lovely phone with my parents, a free phone, and KN came back out. Still no, they weren't able to put in the broadband. It wasn't set up, it wasn't connected. So this went on for a while. They filled in their report, got on to air. Air said they'd sort it, they'd get somebody out. So by the time June came along, they told us that we'd no chamber outside the house.
Okay.
And we couldn't go into a chamber at the house below or above us.
Yeah.
So what could have taken 1 week, because KN had pointed this out, we were into June, they had to get planning permission to put a chamber on the footpath.
Yeah.
Then I had to chase that. They said it'd be about a month, 6 weeks. We kept getting these updated reports that your broadband be in by the end of July, be in by the end of August, be in by the end of October. So they came out, they did a lovely job for them for 2 days. They built a chamber and then they went off and KN came back out and they said they were not connected to the chamber.
Helen, I'm losing the will to live.
Yeah, it took a long time. So then my actual husband had to build the trench, and fair enough, he's put down the old line was gone. He put down a new line and connected it. And then this all took quite a number of weeks. They sent out KN again. Yeah. And I said, air hadn't been out. I was talking to a lovely lady in air.
Yeah.
And she said, no, we've done what they said to do. Each time I'd ring her, she'd say, we've done what we said to do. And they'd send out KN and it wouldn't be done. Well, I'd say we met 8 KN people who install us over the space of March to October. And each time I said, don't send them because air hasn't been out to do the final job.
So
and
where
when we eventually
yeah, okay,
came
eventually,
out,
okay.
We got in October and now they're up and running.
What's your vote, A or B? A or B?
definitely a B.
Okay. Kind regards to you. Well, tell them I hope they love the iPad. It's such a liberation for a lot of people. Thanks, Helen, and they get the signal. James, the Cork,
yes,
another Cork is split down the middle. That's very usual.
No, they couldn't.
What's your vote?
First of all, press button B quickly. Because it's a definite no. I told the girls there, I have a chance of winning Miss World if Ayr has won an award.
Uh-huh.
I definitely have. They are the Irish water of the telecommunications, I would call them. I spent 42 hours roughly in total over a number of months on the phone. The longest phone call was 1 hour and 42 minutes.
And who was counting?
I took a note. All you had to do is go back over your bill, you saw how long you were on.
Okay.
I just decided after a while, after the initial 1 or 2, I said, I better count this. The regulator is a waste of time. They managed to lose 2 numbers. At one stage, they owed me nearly €1,000. And I managed to get away. The only way I could get away from them was port the number away and stop the debit.
So what do you think of Ayr winning this award?
I'm telling you, I'm in with a chance of winning Miss World. Definitely. Without stilettos. Guaranteed. Hands in.
Okay,
if they have won that, I'm on the way.
So
I'm on the platform.
So press button A or button B. Which are you pressing
press
again?
Press button B, quick, Joe.
Okay. Sandro Cofolo, good afternoon.
Press button B, quick, Joe.
Press button B, okay.
We're from Carlo. Yeah. 15 years we've had high-speed broadband. I used to talk to you on a very clear line 20 years ago about the business, and it was never a problem. They took out the high-speed internet, or brought the high-speed lines, the ISDN lines, and they put back one copper line. For 15 years, we've had on the phone. We've hundreds of customers that can't ring us. We don't use the phone. We've been paying for it for 15 years. We don't have a phone.
You not change provider, Sandro?
Well, no. It's the same line. Doesn't matter who. It's the line.
Yeah.
Anyway, Joe, they fixed it recently and they came then to tell us about the broadband. So they're going to now cancel our phone lines, and but people need to hear this. They're going to cancel your phone lines unless you tell them you need to keep your phone line and pay the extra money for a phone and the broadband. A lot of people think they're getting a phone and a broadband together. Our Wildstar customers, they're all ringing us up saying, you know, what's going on? You're getting the broadband. And we're going, yeah, it's outside the door, but we're trying to find a provider.
The broadband is on the street, so to speak.
Yeah, I'm sort of pole outside the road here for the last year. But
they can't get it over your threshold.
It's terrible, Joe. What a service. But, you know, you need to hear this. They use a port 25 on their server. Every server in the world rejects it. It's considered a spam port. So anytime we send an email to Comreg, it comes into Comreg as spam. So people who are sending Comreg an email through an Aircom server, won't get it to Comreg. Or many other businesses, including anyone using Microsoft Hotmail or anything to do with Microsoft, won't go through Aircom. Half of all the emails we receive, we have to go somewhere else to find them, and half of the ones we send never get there.
Okay.
People should be well aware of that. Aircom Airmail.
We've been repeatedly trying to contact Public Sector Magazine to see how they came to the conclusion.
We deal with them, Joe. They're they run shows in Dublin, so they'd be a trade show.
It's called Public Sector. I thought it was the Public Sector.
Yeah, it's a magazine. It's all about advertising. They ring us regularly. We do advertise.
Fair enough. That's legitimate, yeah. Okay. We're still trying to contact them. Sandro, good to meet him, Margaret, Sandro Cofola. Mary. Will I press button A or press button B?
Definitely button B, please.
Button B, okay. Why?
There we go.
Why?
Like the gentleman you had a few minutes before, very earlier, who said he was getting the bills and had no account with them when he rang and they couldn't recognise his account number or his phone number, I had exactly the same thing for a number of months. And I thought we had a new broadband, a new line in May, and I found it was going on until November. So I spent hours over 2 days trying to get through on all their numbers and sending emails and helpline and all the rest. And eventually the lights went on upstairs and it dawned on me and I rang the line for a new customer. So immediately the phone was answered and I got a guy who told me to go back doing what I was doing, ringing the number, their 1-9 number. And every time they told me they didn't recognize the phone number or didn't recognize the account number, just press the hash key and eventually they'll answer.
Okay.
Now, that was early November and I think I'd still be pressing it today. But I went back on, hung up, I went back on the new customer line and up and at a very different guy who said, okay, I'll ring them through, I'll get it sorted. He did it in a few minutes. But at that point, I think my blood pressure was 90. I had at least two complete mornings spent on it.
Okay.
That's crazy in this day and age.
Okay, Mary. Mind that baby. Is that a baby?
Yes, my little grandson is here chirping at Joe Duffy.
What's his name? Her name? Him's his name?
His name's Tim.
Tim. Tell Tiny Tim we love him. Tell him he's a great sound effect there. Good to meet him, Margaret, Mary. Okay, I'm about to announce the final result. Madame et Monsieur, les victoires de la Eurovision Chanson Competition, the 66th Eurovision Song Competition. The winner is not air. Elaine Connell was a BCO. Pat O'Carney was in sound. Sean O'Gorman produced. And Ray Darcy is next.
Radio 1 with Kia. Discover our 2-to-1 offers at your local Kia dealer. For more, log on to kia.com.
0818 715 815 stays open until 3:15 p.m. or email joe@rte.ie.